Today we're going to learn Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph of Maseches Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph. We are at Ubimoch Shebi Ozna at the end of the second line of the page. So the Mishnah had said that a woman could go out with a piece of, I guess, like a piece of cotton in her ear, something to absorb the moisture in her ear. So Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel Vuhu Shekoshru Ba'ozna. That's only if it's tied on to the ear. Otherwise, there's a chashash and it might fall out of the ear and she'll come to carry it in the Rosh Hasharabim. Ubimoch Shebi Sandala. She can also have some type of cushioning in her shoe. So Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel Vuhu Shekoshru. Also, only if it's connected to the shoe where it's at very little risk of falling out and having her walk with it and carry it. And also some kind of absorbent material that she prepares for herself when she's a nida, meaning like a feminine product that will absorb the blood. Rami Bar Chama thought that maybe if we're going to be consistent over here, we should say that this also has to be something that is connected to her, that's attached between her thighs. But Rava rejects that. Amar Rava, afo pisha eno kashalok, even dema islo asilusuye. No, even if it's not connected to her thighs, she's not going to come to carry it. If it falls out, it's going to be gross. It's going to be full of blood. She's not going to come to carry such a thing. Mahu. What if the woman made this this moch, this absorbent cloth that she uses when she's a nida, she made it like a handle for it. So what's the din as far as carrying it out to Rosh Hasharabim? Do we say that it's aser because it's no longer ma'us, it's not going to be disgusting to pick it up because it has like a handle to carry it by? Or we say that it's still considered to be disgusting. So Amalei Mutter. So Rabbi Abba said that it's going to be Mutter because even to hold it by the base, yeah, even to hold it by the handle, even that's disgusting. Itmar Nami, Amr of Nachman Bar Roshaya, Amr of Yochanan, Asal of Isyad, Mutter. That if she made a base yad for it, then it's going to be mutter to wear, even if she made a base yad for it, because we're not concerned that she's going to come to carry it, because it would still be considered as a disgusting thing to carry. Rabbi Yochanan Nafak Lebe Midrasha. Rabbi Yochanan went with a cushion in his ear, a cotton in his ear, to the base medrash through Rosh Hasharabim v'chalukin alav chaverav, and his chaverim, his colleagues, were unhappy about that because it wasn't tied on. So they were concerned that he was going to come, that should be aser because a person might come to carry it. Rabbi Yannai nafik bula karmelis v'chalukin alav koldoro. Rabbi Yannai went out in not into Rosh Hasharabim, even just into a karmelis, and all the chachamim of his generation disagreed, and they said that a karmelis is just as bad as a Rosh Hasharabim as far as going out with a moch that belongs in your ear. So says, well, how could Rabbi Yochanan have gone out with a moch sheba'azno if it was not tied? Didn't Rami Bar Yecheskel say that it's got to be tied on, it's got to be connected? Says, well, lo kasha. Had mi hadik, v'had lo mi hadik. That when Rabbi Yochanan went out with the moch sheba'azno, it was attached, it was plugged in his ear very, very tightly, so it wasn't likely to fall out. When we say that it needs to be tied on, that's assuming that it's not plugged in very, very tightly, and it's therefore much more likely to fall out. But palpal b'galgal melech, the Mishnah also said that a woman could go out with peppercorn or with a chunk of salt. So palpal l'reicha peh, the peppercorn helps to combat bad breath. Galgal melech l'dorshine, and galgal melech is helps to cure some sort of tooth problem. The cold of she nosemes l'toch pia, and she can go out with anything that she puts inside of her mouth. So the Gemara explains that what does she put in her mouth to remove a bad odor? It's nagvila, it's ginger, inami dartsuno, or cinnamon, some type of cinnamon stick or ginger stick that she chews on, and that takes away bad breath. Shein toteves, shein shel zahav, Rebbe matir v'chamosrin. If she has a false tooth or a golden tooth, Rebbe's matir to walk out with her on Shabbos, l'cham aser. Am Rebbe zera, lo shana ela shel zahav. The whole Mishnah that the cham aser is only if it's it's made out of gold, because it's very chashuv, and we have to be choshesh that she might come to remove it in order to show it to other people, and that way she'll forget and she'll carry it in Rosh Hashanah. But if it's only made out of silver, she's not going to take it out of her mouth, because that's nothing to brag about anyway, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Tanya Yachl Bishal Kesef Divriya Kol Mutter Bishal Zav Rebbe Matir V'Chom Moser. That if it's made out of silver, everyone holds that it's mutter. If it's made out of gold, Rebbe holds it's mutter, but the Chum say that it is aser. So the Mishnah and the Brisa apparently told us that Rebbe is matir even a golden tooth, and he's not worried that she's going to take it out of her mouth and show it off to her friends, because it's still a little bit gross to do something like that. She'll be missing a tooth then, so it'll be like a gnai. She'll have an Alfred E. Newman smile, and so she's not going to want to do that just to show, look how rich I am that I have a golden tooth. Amar Abaye, Rebbe v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kulu sfirulu d'kolmidi d'meganye bei lo asi l'achvaye. That a whole group of Tanaim, Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, they all hold that anything that will reflect poorly on a person, that a person will look more disgusting as a result of, that a person is not going to take off to show off to other people. Rabbi Hada Amaran, Rabbi is what we just said. We just said that the golden tooth she's not going to remove because it will leave a gap in her teeth, and that's going to be make her maguna. Rabbi Elazar d'Tanya, where do we find Rabbi Elazar holds a similar thing, because there's a brisa that Rabbi Eliezer poter bikovelas, that Rabbi Elazar Pater, someone who goes out on Shabbos with a kovelas, which is a knot of strands of gold or silver that they put something nice smelling in, that a woman who would hang around her neck in order to combat body odor. And also ubitzlochis shel palyaton, some type of sweet smelling oil that she would also use, that because only a woman who smells bad would wear such things. So you don't have to worry she's going to take her off and say, oh, look at this fancy thing that I have, because everyone's going to say, oh, you're suffering from terrible body odor, that's going to be maguna. So she would never show off something like that. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, where does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hold a similar shita? The Tanya, Klal Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kol Shuhu Lamata Min HaSvacha, any tachshit that is below the svacha, that is over the hair, the cap that she wears over her hair, Yotzebo, she's allowed to go out with a Yachoshesh, that she's going to take it off to show it off to other people, because since it's put over her hair, if she takes it off, it's going to reveal, it's going to expose her hair, and that's a Gnai. Lamala Min HaSvacha, but anything she wears over the svacha in a Yotzebo, she can't go out with on Shabbos, because there is a legitimate concern that she might remove it then from her head, and then she'll come to carry it in a Rosh Hashanah. So, new Mishnah now. The Mishnah discusses other things that a woman is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Yotza b'sela sha'al hatzimis. A woman is allowed to go out with a coin that's put on a tzinis. What exactly is a tzinis? The Gemara will explain what that is, that we're not supposed to know at this point. Habanos katanos yotzos b'chutin. Banos katanos, young girls, can go out on Shabbos with strings that are in the piercing of their ear before they put in any rings, just to make sure that the piercing doesn't close up. They will put strings in there. And even if they just have splinters in there that are not really a tachshit at all, they're allowed to go out with that on Shabbos, because it's not considered a masa. It's normal for young girls to have that until they're able to get proper jewelry. Arvios yotzos ruulos umadios prufos. Arab women who live in Arev, a certain place, they're allowed to go out on Shabbos with an atifa around their head and around their face that only exposes their eyes, because that's how women used to walk around. That's like a burqa. And Madios, women who are from Madai, can go out with a special beged wrapped around their neck, where the strap hangs off the one edge of it across from her neck, and the second edge is has like a stone or something, some sort of weight, and they tie it around the neck like some sort of pashmina or a scarf or something that holds it that holds together, because that's normal for them to wear in that location. Really, all women are allowed to go out with these things. It's just Chama speak in the most common cases. Most common cases, women from this location wore that kind of garment. Women from that location wore the other kind of garment. Porefes ala evin vala echoes vala matbea. A woman can attach a beged with a strap on an evan, an egos, or a matbeya, or blavachlo tifrof lechatchila b'shabbos. She just can't do that lechatchila on Shabbos. So my tzinis. So right away at the beginning of the mission, we said a woman can go out with a sela shel tzinis. What exactly is tzinis? Bas ara. It is a some sort of wound under the bottom of the foot, and she would tie a sela onto it as a refuah, that a coin would somehow heal it. Umayshna sela, why dafka sela, that you put it over that for a refuah? Why not just put a band-aid over it? If you say, because something dafka that's hard is going to help in the healing process, because it will protect the wound from thorns or anything else that might get in there, so just take a piece of cheres, a piece of pottery, which is also hard. Ella, so what do you want to say? Mishum shuchsa, that it's because of the moisture that comes from the silver that helps in the healing process. So the avala tasa, so you should put a piece of silver on the maka that also has moisture. You don't need dafka, a coin. Ella mishum tsurasa, it must be the image on the coin is somehow helpful. So if that's the case, liavala pulsa. So take a piece of wood that has an image on it. Samrabai shmamina kulumalla. It must be that it's all of these qualities. The fact that it's hard, the fact that it's made out of silver, and the fact that it's an image on it, all of those have therapeutic value, and that's why the woman dafka wears that on her foot to help cure her of her problem. We'll stop there because tomorrow's Amud is a shorter Amud, so we'll pick up as Shema Banos Yotzos Pechutin next time.